the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
This is the Craigslist Corral.
Yes. Love those scumbags. What city are we in today?
We are in you know what city. You picked the city we're in.
This is for the fucking audience's sake.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah. Home of the Milwaukee.
Home of the Milwaukeeans.
Home of beer and cheese and...
They have cheese there. I know. I've heard of beer.
Well, yeah, the cheese heads. The Wisconsin
Cincinnati
cheese.
Bengals.
No, that's Ohio. Oh. So you're a little off there, but okay. So let's get started. Are there any real guys out? This is in the women seeking men section. Are there any real guys out there that want something real?
No.
Doesn't use the word real. Are there any real guys out there that want something?
At least change it up. Maybe talk about a movie reel or a fishing reel.
A real fishing reel.
Yeah, something.
I am a 32-year-old looking for a long-term relationship. I am looking for a white guy that's sweet, caring, honest, loyal, understanding, respectful, romantic, and funny.
I'm most of those. Okay.
You're one of those, maybe.
Nah.
That's debatable. Let's see. Are you sweet and caring?
Yes.
No. Honest? No.
Yes.
You're all very closed in.
I'm still honest.
Are you loyal?
I'm not lying about anything.
Are you loyal? I guess you're kind of loyal.
Jeez, I'm still all those things.
Are you understanding? No.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Are you respectful? No.
Yeah.
Are you romantic? No.
Yeah.
You're not any of those.
Ask my girlfriend. She'll say I'm yes to all that.
Well, she's obviously a crazy person.
Yeah, move
along. If this person even exists, who the hell knows?
She exists to me, goddammit.
I guess that's all that really matters. I mean, if you seriously convince yourself that you have a wife or a girlfriend and she's just imaginary, but...
My girlfriend is Linda Carter as Wonder Woman, okay?
As long as it's not impacting, like, your work and in your life, I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah. When I go home, I go home to her. She might not be real, but, you know.
She doesn't like to leave the house. She's a...
Shut-in.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do it that way. Like...
Why don't we all double date? Let's go out to dinner. She doesn't really feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, she's got a lot of anxiety problems, so I can't really have visitors either.
She gets panic attacks, so...
Yeah. Would you cheat on your imaginary girlfriend? Is it morally wrong to cheat on your imaginary girlfriend?
I'd feel so guilty, I don't know. Maybe I do with another imaginary mistress. That I might do.
Get this, man. The other day, I was with my girlfriend. Your imaginary one? Yeah. And then her friends came over.
Holy shit. We had an imaginary orgy. It was insane.
Oh my God. She was in a Tupperware party, and I actually came home a little too early because she sent me away during the party. And when I got back, holy shit. I didn't know they had Tupperware parties anymore. Yeah, they do.
Well, imaginary ones, yeah.
And I came home, and we were all fucking in the Tupperware. And
Oh my God. I came in Tupperware. They all ate out of it.
That's great.
I know. Being insane
is way better than real life.
Yeah, that's true. What's this 32-year-old want?
I remember that. My mom used to have Tupperware parties.
Yeah, my mom did too.
She used to send us away. Or sometimes we'd go in the basement. Depends.
basement. It's like a kind of flowers in the attic
situation.
Well,
my father had a bar room in his basement. So sometimes...
Get drunk.
Sometimes the husbands would come with, and then they'd all hang out in the basement while the wives did their party upstairs. You know what was shitty about those parties? It would always have... You know, you'd have all the friends, but then you'd have the fucking salesman.
Yeah, you had like the lady who was trying to push all the
sometimes
shit.
It was a friend who was doing it, but other times it would be like...
Just some lady trying to, you know, make a buck.
Yeah, she would just all that fake friendly bullshit.
Hi!
Tupperware does come in handy, though.
Yeah.
Can you buy Tupperware still?
I'm sure they still sell it, but...
Now they have the dildo parties.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, my girlfriend's been to like 2 or 3. Not imaginary.
Well, you don't know. You weren't there.
No, she came home with products, so...
Well, she bought some dildos.
Lube, dildos.
The so-called girlfriend. Yeah. I'd like to interview her. That'd be a good interview.
Mm.
See what's what. Like, why are you with this guy? That'd be my first question.
Mm-hmm.
Are any real... I don't even know if I read the rest of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I spent 10 minutes on it. I read one sentence.
Whatever.
Next up, we have a dude who's looking for a voluptuous gal with natural huge breast. One natural huge breast.
That's it.
The other one's fake and not so huge.
Or what if she had like half a mastectomy?
Usually lob both of them.
No, not her.
No, you do.
She was like, listen, one was good.
Yeah.
Why am I going to lose that one? It's good.
They're always afraid that some of the cancer cells might have moved over.
Well, let me tell you something. She's brave. She's a hero. She's not afraid. I was going to say a scared.
If I ever had brain cancer, I'd get my brain removed, and then my body, just lifeless body, just be laying there. And people are like, what's wrong with him? He's like, oh, he had his brain removed, he had cancer. So I just have my stem, so like all my like breathing and stuff still going on.
You know what? I wouldn't even tell anyone. And they're like, what's up with Mike? Nothing. He just loves it when I fuck him.
Well, it's like that chicken years ago, they cut off its head and it lived for like 2 years because it had a little bit of the brain stem left. Like, you could do that with a human, just a headless guy.
The headless horseman. I put a pumpkin on there.
I mean, all you can do is walk around, and you got to put like this concoction into his throat with a drop, like a, you know.
You wouldn't have to go down his throat. You just have like a feeding tube.
And that's how they fed that bird, though. They just put a drop down his throat.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm 29, no kids, never married. I like to play sports, listen to music, read, etc. Despite how I write, I'm really a silly guy. And what does that mean?
No, I'm silly. How he writes. Oh, does he think that this ad is really serious?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I'm a silly guy, and I don't try to take too many things too seriously because life is short. I live in California, but that doesn't mean a woman for me has to be here as well. I don't get these guys. What are they up to?
Like, you're
this
like
is Milwaukee.
You're on Craigslist across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Hey, listen. On the other hand, that makes a lot of sense. If you put a 10 in your own area, if you put a 10 in your own area, only like, you know, whatever thousands of eyes are seeing it or hundreds of eyes are seeing it. You put it in every city.
That's
tens of thousands of people looking at your ad.
Fine, you get more eyes, mm-hmm. But who the fuck's coming all the way to you?
No one. You're just traveling. I'm looking for a woman who's real willing to visit California. See? He's got California on his side, though. You know, we live in Buffalo. We say, hey,
why
don't you come to Buffalo? Like, no, why the fuck would I visit there?
Unless they live in a worse shithole.
Yeah, you live in, you know, Toledo or Buffalo or Detroit or Cleveland. You're not going to get people to come around.
Well, wait a minute. The people who live in Detroit might want to come to Buffalo because we're better off than Detroit.
Yeah, you know what? I bet you they say they're better off than us.
I don't know. I don't think so.
There's a lot of cities that are around the same. Mm. Buffalo, Youngstown. They all kind of think that, you know.
Yeah, debatable.
But anyway, but if you live in New York City or Hawaii or California, that's a destination.
Yeah, that is true.
You want to live in a destination city, you can get chicks to come out from out of town.
Let's move to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
If you live in New York City, you can get foreign chicks. Because I have that Japanese friend on Facebook. She's obsessed with New York City.
A lot of people are.
And she, the other day...
And a lot of travelers do pass through there. So you could be fucking a lot of foreign
chicks. The other day, not New York City, but she said how she was going to visit her American friend in Denver.
Hmm.
By the way, she's probably thinking she's just visiting a friend, but it's that guy sitting in Denver
I'm
going,
I'm going to fuck the shit out of this chick.
Yeah, this Japanese
guy. And the thing is, if she's traveling somewhere by herself, that is very dangerous for a woman.
She doesn't know American customs.
She, like blowjobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's their fucking custom. America, love it or leave it.
All their sex is blurred out over there. I see that porn.
Like, listen, when we fuck, we don't use pixels.
Yeah, girl gets nude in Japan. You can't even see what's going on.
I know.
It's really annoying.
But yeah, I would recommend caution for this girl. Do not go anywhere alone. Make sure to bring a friend with you.
Yeah. She wants to get a Rocky Mountain High.
Is that where I come on your tits?
Yep. I understand not everyone would be, and that's fine. Just disregard this whole thing if this isn't you. You know, if you won't travel. If this is, then just keep reading. As far as the kind of woman I'd like, a sweet woman who have an innocent side, but also a freaky one, and need to be someone clean, of course, faithful, loyal, and not a liar. Women I like are not married, or women who are still living with their ex or sleep around a lot.
I have all those qualities, but I am a liar, though, so I don't know.
Physically, I like a big, thick woman who has a very large, huge breast over triple D. A lot of women
think
they do.
Is he still not pluralizing breast? Yes. He just keeps saying breast?
Yes. A lot of women think they do or try to give the illusion they do by standing sideways. Do they? I have huge breasts. They look bigger sideways?
Well, you see more of the contrast because, you know, they're popping out.
But I've noticed they don't, at least not by my standard. I'm half black and Italian.
All right.
What's his other half then?
Yeah. He's half black and Italian. So he's 25% black, 25% Italian. What's the other 50?
I don't know. He didn't say.
What's he hiding?
I don't know.
Because you think if he mentioned the other percentages.
Yeah, I think he said that wrong. I don't think he said it the way he wanted to. He should have said, I'm half black and half Italian.
Yeah.
I tend not to care about race too much, though. Well, you just mentioned it.
Then, I know. Then you do care about race because you brought it up.
That I'm always torn by that. Like, if you really don't care about race, you probably would never mention it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, even on the show, like, I knew this guy's black because he's got a picture. I'm like, should I mention it? Or is that weird?
No, I mean.
But why is that relevant to the ad? If you're not racist in any way.
Well, it's relevant because it's his appearance. This is for dating, is relevant.
I guess that is part of your appearance. That's true.
Yeah.
But there's got to be situations where their race is. Like, if I'm telling a story about.
If you're just telling a story and race doesn't come up, you don't need to mention he's a black guy, by the way.
You won't believe this cashier I had at McDonald's.
Black.
Today.
You don't need it. Now, I'm always nervous when I'm describing somebody. Like, if you're talking to someone who's like, oh, over here or over there, that girl over there. Yeah. And he's like, which one? If she's black, you don't want to say the black one. You always say, the one in the purple sweater.
They're all wearing purple sweaters. They're in a club.
Shit. No one with the boots. Like, you don't want to say, because obviously, if I said the black girl down there and there's only one black girl, conversation's done. We all know who we're talking about. It's over. But instead, you kind of pussyfoot around it because you're like, I don't want to. Does it sound racist? I'm not sure if it is. Because, I mean, but she is black, and that's the easiest way to describe her. So you know who I'm talking about.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah. All right. Let's move it along.
But you wouldn't be, if there was a group of people standing around and there was like one white guy, you wouldn't care.
Yeah, you wouldn't. The opposite doesn't hold true. It's like the white guy down there. Oh, him? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be a big deal.
Well, this guy tends not to care about race too much, unlike you, Mark. Also, I can't...
Who, the half black and half Italian guy?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's half black and Italian.
Well, yeah.
Half black and Italian.
50% mystery.
Oh, that's good. I'm 50% Irish and 50% mystery.
That is good. Glad they came up with it.
I love when you... There's certain... Like, I asked this girl once what she was, and she...
I don't know.
She had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a mutt. I'm
like, your parents never mentioned it? No, it never came up. So either she was hiding something or...
I think she's hiding. You don't think it never fucking came up in your life?
My theory was she was adopted.
Why would she be ashamed of being adopted? And a lot of times, the adoption agency kind of goes through that. So, like, there is some kind of record of your ethnicity.
Because she had a lot of, like... She felt like she was, like, shit on in her family a lot.
Like, literally.
She was, like, the bottom of the barrel. And then also, she was a cutter. She's like... She had to tell me something. Like, she's like... I gotta talk to you about something. This is very serious. I used to be a cutter. And for me, cutting doesn't mean anything. I'm like, okay.
All right.
That's just kind of weird. Like, why? Because I don't take it seriously, which is probably wrong.
Yeah, it kind of is, but whatever.
Also, I can't cook. So if I do find someone special who wants to visit, if you can't cook TV dinners, is what's on the menu. Yummy. TV dinners are really bad for you, dude. Loaded with sodium.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? For some people, sodium isn't a problem. So.
Everyone is a problem. There's like 1,500 grams of sodium, which is like almost your weekly supply.
Yeah.
By the way,
and for some people, they can have a lot of sodium, and it doesn't cause them a problem.
Long term, it's going to be bad. By the way, do you know what the daily, what you should have in sugar a day? What it's recommended?
Well, I don't know, but I know we all have too much sugar.
45 grams. What have you had today so far? None? Because you use sugarless energy drinks, right?
Yeah, I did have some.
Did you have a 5-pound Reese peanut butter cup yet today?
No, not yet.
That's after.
Later, probably. But I did have for breakfast, I had some breakfast sausage, but I had bread with it, so that's sugar.
You had bread on a breakfast sausage?
Yeah, like I put them in bread.
You made it yourself?
Yeah.
Since when do you make yourself breakfast?
Because I like to eat.
Or that girlfriend make it for you?
No, she does make me breakfast when I sleep over. But I mean, I just got.
But you don't like traditional meals.
What are you talking about?
You don't like sitting down for a traditional meal. I know Mark. He doesn't like that.
We sit and eat breakfast when I'm there.
Did she ever make dinner for you?
Yeah, she has.
And you hate it, right?
No, it's been.
But I thought you didn't like that kind of thing. Because you're all about frozen meals and, you know.
I'm all about frozen meals because I don't fucking know how to cook. She does. She cooks.
Hey, you know what I made last week? I made eggplant parm. All by myself. All
right. I'm very proud of you.
I can cook.
Listen, I said I was proud.
You said I can't, though. I can cook. I can make a whole week's menu.
All right. Congratulations.
I made a pasta bake this week. Delicious. You could do a pasta bake. Now, I make homemade sauce with... Well, it's not really homemade, but I make homemade sauce with the paste instead of the pre-jarred stuff because it's healthier. And then you add, seasoning and a little wine. Cooking wine, and then...
You know I don't care, right?
Some garlic.
You know I don't give a fuck.
I'm telling the audience, okay. Mark.
No, I just want to make sure you know that I don't care.
Because I'm gonna have a few of the few fans over for dinner one night.
Okay. Fan appreciation dinner.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Come by for the fan appreciation
now,
dinner.
Now, what people don't understand about sugar is, carbs are sugar.
No, you're so smart, Mark. No one knew that but you.
They did, but they don't think about it.
You discovered
when
that.
When you think about... Oh, I'm cutting down on sugar, but meanwhile, you know, okay, you're not eating the candy, but you're eating all the fucking bread.
But it's
still
not
sugar.
As much as a candy.
It's sugar.
Not as much.
It's
fruit is sugar too.
I know. That's why I always tell people. People are like,
who are you telling?
I eat healthy. You know, I mean, they're talking about all the fruit they're eating. I'm like, that's all fucking sugar. You don't eat all the fruit either. Mm. That's why I ignore everything. Let's fuck it. Just live. Live your fucking life. You're not going to die 30 years sooner because you're eating fucking candy, because you're eating TV dinners. It doesn't fucking matter. It's all genetics.
You might,
just,
though.
No, just when you're older, yeah, you might have a few more problems.
Do you realize we're 20 minutes into the show? We've done two ads.
Because you want to shut the fuck up about your recipes and shit.
Oh, you blame me.
Do you know how much sugar? You shut the fuck up and read.
This one is a thin male for a thick, curvy woman. One more try at this.
Was that the same guy? Wasn't the last guy he wanted a curvy girl?
Yeah, this is a skinny guy. I don't know. Okay. Hope to find that special person that is what I want, and I am what they want. So this is what I desire. A woman, 18 to 45, curvy, thick, big plus, likes to kiss. See, the thing I keep saying, curvy and thick has so many fucking...
I know.
I mean, you got your 400-pound obese people. Are like,
they call themselves curvy.
Yeah, that's not curvy.
And then, you know, a girl with a really good body, thin and, you know, nice curve, she calls herself curvy. You know, you don't know what you're getting.
You know, tall, thin guys. Wait a minute, dude. That's my demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here. That was my go-to demographic.
You cornered
ago.
The market.
When I was a lot skinnier than I am now, those are the only girls I could get because everyone else thought I was disgusting.
Yeah. You know, there's a...
You're too skinny. Other girls are like, ooh, I like you. I like the looks of you.
There's a class of a girl who they love tall, skinny guys. That's all they date.
Mm-hmm. This guy loves a cliche of the super skinny guy with a big fat girl, too.
Yeah.
He loves it. Works in school, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
Good for him. Hope you find your gal.
I'm trying to say... Okay. Gotta find a few good ones. Get out of here. Chickens before
they
hatch.
I got shit to do.
Male for woman. You got to go buy your Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your imaginary girlfriend.
I did buy a pack of them because I wanted to buy a couple singles. I was at Target, but they didn't have any of the singles. All they had
Easter eggs were out.
Yeah, I know. I wanted the singles of those, of the Easter eggs. Yeah. They were all gone. But what they had was the six pack. I'm like, shit, I don't want to buy the six pack because I'll eat the six pack.
Now,
but then you know what I did? I bought the six pack and ate it.
Do you ever share? Did your girlfriend Reese's peanut butter cups? She against them.
Because
mine doesn't like them, which is fucking weird.
I don't know if she's anti, but she never wants any of them.
That sounds anti to me. Someone that offers me Reese's peanut butter cup,
yeah.
There are zero scenarios where
so,
I'd be
listen,
like, nope.
When I buy candy, I eat it all myself.
You're like George Thorogood. I eat alone.
I eat alone. When I buy my Reese's peanut butter cup.
With my old pal Reese's and Mr. Mars. You should re-record that song.
It's I eat alone. Yeah, I should.
That'd be good.
Yeah, have to work on that.
When I eat alone, I prefer to be by myself.
When I eat alone, I prefer to touch myself.
You masturbate and
you Yeah. Might as well spice it up.
I was going to read this one, but I don't even...
I'll beat my meat alone.
Here's a good one. Trying to reconnect with my older diaper bud. Mal from hell. Misconnections.
You know what? That's nice, because a lot of diaper buds, they drift apart.
You know how many diaper buds I've had I just don't even talk to anymore?
I know. That's life, though. You know, we all kind of move along.
Hey, I'm sorry we lost contact. I'm just trying to talk, reconnect, etc. We met on here, and you picked me up on your truck a few times, and we enjoyed each other's company at your place in Jackson. Just hoping to hear from you. He doesn't give any details of what a diaper bud is, though.
Listen, you know what a fucking diaper bud is. Don't play coy with me.
Next up, Arby's on Ryan Road. This guy... I mean, I'll mention it. He's a black guy.
According to his picture. Why do you always have to get so racial all the time?
I don't know. According to his picture. You gave my dog some scraps. Oh, yeah. Arby's and Ryan Roy said that. You gave my dog some scraps. Very nice of you.
Of
I kind of think...
That's a waste.
Kind of think you was flirting with me. I could be wrong, though. Well, you were you? What was my dog's name?
Ruffles.
Oh, the potato chip?
Yep.
Okay. I guess
sour cream and onion Ruffles. That was your dog's name.
Okay, here's your choice for the last one. Submissive sissy guy, sissy for master.
I was just thinking about, because I was listening to the old Craigslist Corrals, and I was thinking about, man, I'm glad you don't do that shit at the end anymore. you list a bunch of them and ask me to pick.
Well, it's back.
Because every time you would do that, you'd name a few, I'd pick, then you'd say, nah, I don't want that one. And then you'd go to another one, like, don't fucking ask me
okay,
that.
Okay, submissive sissy for master, socially awkward single male, older male desires and feelings would like to feel needed and wanted. A female veteran with a business background. Which one?
Give me that sissy.
Let's do socially awkward. Yeah, male. Yeah. Actually, I think it's older male desires and feelings. That's good. All right. You know what? We'll do both.
Whatever. Let's go.
Submissive sissy for master. I'm looking for a true master. One that I can see once or twice a week to serve. I have no limits for my master. I love being forced into my master's panties. And made, so whatever she said, send a pick for pick.
Let me tell you something. When I'm your master, you don't get to decide it's going to be one or two times a week. I'm your fucking master.
That's true.
You come here when I tell you to come here. Do you understand that? Yeah.
And finally, we have a socially awkward 39-year-old big old male. Let me start by saying I have severe social anxiety.
Oh, God.
When I'm in a social situation, I tend to clam out. Is that clam out?
I think it's clam up is the expression.
He clams out.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Hey, man, let's clam out.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
So I'm looking for someone to get me out of my shell and have a little fun.
He's going to clam out of
a little bit
about
myself. I'm hardworking, honest, open-minded, and laid back. I enjoy bowling, the outdoors, movies, traveling. I'm willing to try anything
throwing
once.
Throwing up.
She's willing to try anything once, but be social, apparently. Because that's what life is all about, taking chances.
He takes no chances. He's too scared to talk to anyone.
If you're an honest, laid-back, open-minded type of woman who is serious about living life to the fullest, let's check.
I'm not serious about it, though. I don't know.
You never know what fate has in store. I'm looking to jump into a relationship right away because we have to start as friends and have a solid relationship.
Fucking loser.
Yeah.
Is he done?
That's it.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, HajaWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.
All your friends or just some of them?
I don't have any friends.
All right.
Well, Milwaukee's where we were before we came here. We're working in a brewery and making the finest beers. She came to me on a paid night and I said, let's go Tennessee. So we went down to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry. Said, I'm going to get on the Alton Pike and I'm bound.